Hi, it's Johnny, and here's what I've been musing about lately. AI is okay. I asked AI to make a logo for my new business, Johnny Molson Attorney at Law and Used Fish Store. If you go to my blog at molsonpartners.com, you can see that the logo is okay. Of course, creating a logo with AI is so 2023, so I asked it to create a TV commercial.
When you need legal counsel and a gently used trout, there's only one name to trust, Johnny Molson. As an attorney, Johnny's sharp, strategic, and fiercely on your side. And as a used fish dealer, let's just say he knows a good catch when he sees one. Whether it's justice or jerky, Johnny delivers. Johnny Molson, attorney at law and used fish store. Justice served cold.
And it's okay. The question is your business just okay? Is it okay for something that's just okay to represent your business? Do you only think of your business as an okay business with an okay product to offer? Well, if so, AI is okay for you. Now, I know enough to know that AI is sophisticated enough to create astounding things that are nearly undetectable from real. But businesses aren't using this powerful, earth-shattering technology to make amazing things. 79% of businesses are using it for email spam filtering, and 62% are using it for chatbots for customer service. Robots talking to your customers works okay for most interactions, so why not? Brian Eisenberg, co-author of the new book, I Think I Swallowed an Elephant, recently said,
AI is not the threat. Autopilot is. The brands that will lead tomorrow won't rely on volume. They'll rely on clarity, conviction, and trust. Because in a world full of synthetic noise, the most powerful signal is still something authentic.
The dead internet theory, in part, imagines a world where computer-generated content is being read by Google computers, robots talking to robots. While this theory is also filled with deep state shadow government fairy tales, we have reached a weird tipping point where non-human traffic online is matching that of us carbon-based life forms. In a study of almost 1 million pages, Ahrefs found that 74% include AI content. Just last year, Google began cracking down on websites that are unhelpful and have poor user experience or feel like they were created for search engines instead of people. In other words, optimizing for the language of the search engine isn't going to work as well as it once did. Within the last month, YouTube is turning the screws on inauthentic content, stating, YouTube has always required creators to upload original and authentic content. YouTube is updating our guidelines to better identify mass-produced and repetitious content. This update better reflects what inauthentic content looks like today. The opportunity, as Brian Eisenberg puts it, is in authenticity. If your competitors are using templates and AI, and they likely are, you just have to nudge above the static of sameness. Much like the classic Gary Larson Far Side cartoon where you see a whole colony of penguins, they all look alike, and there's just one guy standing up above the rest saying, I gotta be me, I just gotta be me. Yeah, you just gotta be you, and you are more than merely okay. Cool technology? Oh, sure, yeah. And bigger things are coming from the artificial electronic brain. Just be sure you keep using yours. Love to hear what you're thinking about this. How are you using AI? Is it making things better for you? Or is it just kind of putting out okay content? Send me an email, johnnym@wizardofads.com, or leave a comment in the comments. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, keep musing about marketing, because that's what I'm doing.